This morning, before the break, I'm going to give you about 3 years worth of survey of human spirituality in relationship to the energies of life. After our morning break, I'm going to talk about early psychoanalysis with regard to this. This issue of energy and transformation. This afternoon, I will bring us up to date with more recent theory relating to energy and psychotherapy. Some of the more recent psychoanalytic views. I want to comment some about recent research in Bowen family systems theory, and then I want to spend the rest of the afternoon on my integrative neo-Jungian structural psychoanalysis and integrative psychotherapy in terms of how I think we have to put a lot more attention into archetypal energy and our relationship to it. And I think you will see as we go today that our involvement today is one our species has been involved in ever since it has been a species. There has never been a time in human history in which human beings were not absolutely fascinated, worried, you might say obsessed about this topic, because it is the existential importance of this topic which really is the intersection point where human beings find themselves in relationship to their environment, in relationship to their relationships, in their struggle to relate to themselves, to have some sort of contact with their own meaningful sense of self, and their struggle not to become demonic. So I hope that our intellectual work together today will be an integrative experience for you, because in spite of what some contemporary trends among some intellectuals, things do make a lot more sense than some folks want to have you believe. There's a lot more integration across disciplines, and between religion, spirituality, and science than some people would have you believe today. In fact, what I want to suggest to you through all my work is that we are really approaching now capacities for very important bridges that promise a really a movement forward in integration in terms of the cooperation of scientific perspectives on the human and human spiritual practice. So I think this is a topic of tremendous intellectual interest, and I'm going to work you out. You're going to need to go out partying tonight, because I'm going to work you out intellectually today. Tomorrow, however, we're going to shift gears. And if you decide to come back tomorrow, come back and bring your existential struggle with energy. And come back ready to dialogue with each other about what you need to do in terms of assessing your relationship to energy, and what the shape of your struggle with energy is, your existential struggle. We'll get out of the theoretical realms and start applying theory to our existential struggle. Tomorrow we're going to be focusing on accessing and regulating energy. And so tomorrow, come prepared to try to use some of this insight to assess where you are. Are you running low on energy? Are you in a kind of a slough of despond, depression, in which case your energy access is not what it needs to be? Or are you a little bit more on the manic-y side of things? You can't sleep because you're so excited about your creative projects, you know? Or do you oscillate from one to the other? I'll be giving you some more questions to think about, and then we'll come back, and tomorrow we will work more experientially trying to engage these issues. The goal in all my work is trying to help people optimize their personal spiritual integration so that they can move forward in creativity in their lives, in relationships, and in their leadership.